Barrhead. County of Barrhead councillors instructed administration during their September 19 meeting to sign an agreement with TELUS Communications to modernize the existing 911 system with new, next-gen, ING, 911 technology. The Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, has ordered the decommissioning of all the old analog, legacy, 911 systems in Canada by March 2025. These legacy systems were designed and based on 1970s landline technology and, as a result, cannot utilize the technology available, especially in cell phones, which would allow emergency dispatch centers to provide more accurate information to first responders by incorporating technologies such as texting, the ability to talk to link emergency personnel and callers directly. To help fund the switchover to the ING 911 system, the province, in 2021, increased the 911 monthly cell phone levy from 44 cents to 95 cents. County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan explained that when someone calls 911 in Alberta, TELUS, the sole provider of the service in Alberta, routes the call to a public safety answering point, PSAP, or emergency dispatch center. As such, all municipal ING 911 service agreements are identical. Since May 2003, Parkland County has provided 911 dispatch service to the Barrhead municipalities. Initially, O'Yarzan said the service cost was $1 per capita, steadily increasing to $2.13 for 2023, coming from the Barrhead Regional Fire Services budget. When I first saw the agreement with TELUS, I was not in favor of signing it as the responsibilities for the municipalities were very onerous, she said. It required us to ensure all these technologies were in place and testing is done, and we don't have that connection with Parkland County. They provide us with the service. When she made further inquiries to TELUS, they said that Parkland County understands, as part of the process, the need to modernize its service agreements with the municipalities they serve to better reflect their responsibilities. Right now, our agreement with Parkland County is pretty generic, saying they will provide the service, but it doesn't say they are responsible for all the technology and testing needed to provide the service and this new technology, O'Yarzan said. However, she added that there is a lot of time for Parkland County to update the language in its contracts while making the necessary changes to its infrastructure. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz suggested they wait to sign the agreement with TELUS until Parkland County makes the necessary changes in their contract with municipalities. No, Parkland County needs to get this transition going, O'Yarzan said, adding they have plenty of time to upgrade their contracts, reiterating that they have until the spring of 2025 to transition to NG911. We will work with them on the dispatch agreement during that time. Worst-case scenario, if Parkland County 911 did not want to assume those responsibilities, we could terminate the agreement and find a new provider. But, she said she did not foresee any issues as Parkland County 911 has always provided excellent service, and the Barrhead Regional Fire Services communicates with them regularly. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.